This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our We Are Carlisle podcast series, where we learn more about what Carlisle professionals do on and off the clock. And our guest today is Neeraj Paradwaj, a managing director on our India investing team. Welcome, Neeraj.
Thank you.
Neeraj, when did you join Carlisle and what do you do with the firm?
I joined Carlisle in June 2012, and I head up the private equity business in India for Carlisle Asia Partners.
What brought you here?
One is it's a firm that everyone knows about. The track record in private equity is enviable. And having been in the private equity business before, it was a firm I looked up to. Secondly, since I am based in India, it's a firm where I felt the aspiration of being global was something that the firm really believed in. There are a lot of other firms which have outposts in other geographies, but really don't intend to be global. With Carlisle, I found that the intent was to be truly a global private equity firm. Thirdly, the humility of all the people I met was endearing. And for those reasons, I joined the firm.
Why do you stay?
The reasons I joined have all played out. The aspiration being a global private equity fund, the humility of the people I met, all of that has been true. And I've really enjoyed that. It's a firm which is looking to do more in India. And the Indian economy is much stronger today than it was 4 or 5 years ago. So there's the excitement of being able to do leading edge transactions in the country. Carlisle also gives you an opportunity of contributing back within Carlisle through One Carlisle, getting involved in causes outside of work. And that makes the job broader than just doing private equity.
You mentioned One Carlisle. What does that mean to you?
It's a global support network for me as an investment professional. A support network which is extremely powerful, has access at the highest levels, and has domain knowledge across all the sectors I would look to invest in. One Carlisle to me also stands for consistent values. Anyone who's a Carlisle employee, who's a Carlisle investment professional, adheres to the same value system which has come down from the founders. When you look at the operating partners, you look at the investment professionals, you look at the global reach, you look at the track record of success in different sectors, which is all part of One Carlisle. It's an immense chip to have when you're trying to win a deal.
Neeraj, tell us something special or interesting about you that you do off the clock.
I've actually been quite blessed and lucky to be involved in some exciting initiatives outside of work. The first one is actually setting up a business school in India. I was part of the founding team that set up the Indian School of Business in Hyderabad. It's now ranked number 27 by FT in global business schools worldwide. I was at McKinsey when this project came around. The thesis for setting up the school was that there was no business school that was teaching management education for emerging markets. This initiative was started in 1996. The school officially launched in 2001, and I've been involved with it for 21 years now. So it's been part of my working life from literally the day I started working. It's been exciting, A, because there is no playbook for developing a leading business school in the world. So this is something we had to figure out as we went along. Fundamentally, education changes people's lives, and I've had the opportunity to develop a curriculum, develop a school which has done that. We've also had the opportunity to do many firsts. We've hosted an executive education course for members of parliament. I still feel there's a lot more to be done with the institution, but we are ranked globally. We've been recognized as a leading school in Asia, and that is extremely fulfilling. I'm also on the board of a nonprofit sports foundation in India called Olympic Gold Quest. The focus of Olympic Gold Quest is to fund athletes who can win Olympic gold medals for India. So India has only won one Olympic gold medal ever in its history. It was in shooting, but for a country of 1.2 billion people, it's quite disappointing. And so the motivation for setting up this foundation was to identify talent at an early stage, then fund them with coaching, the ability to go to international tournaments, mental conditioning, physios, so they could actually reach Olympic levels. In the last two Olympics, India's won 8 medals across silver and bronze. 6 of those have come from athletes we've sponsored. I believe the sports is the analogy for war from the old days. You get a lot of pride when you win sporting competitions. And the only two people who can raise the Indian flag on foreign soil One is the president of India. The other is an athlete who's won an Olympic gold medal. So there's immense pride in making this happen. We currently support 170 athletes. In the next 12 to 20 years, we'd hope that we can win 15 to 20 gold medals for the country from athletes we sponsor.
So what sport do you think the next gold medal will come from for India?
You know, one has to be realistic about where the medals will come from. There's six sports we fund, which are our focus sports. So badminton is one, where India has done well. Wrestling is another. Shooting is a third. And archery is the fourth. Those are the four sports I think India can win a medal in. Sports like gymnastics and swimming, the gap between what is world class and what is best in India is quite significant. So that will take a longer time to bridge.
Neeraj, thank you so much for being a part of our We Are Carlisle series. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.